must protect this podcast. Welcome to 411 Mania Presents the Exploding Barrel Podcast. You can stop with the whos and whatnot. And this is for February 4th, 2008. Thank you for not hooing there. And
I'd like to change it up.
Right. First off, slight apology for not recording last week. Edge Guy was sick.
Yes, I apologize, and especially to young Chris something or other who called me.
I thought we were going to record his thing and put it on here.
Oh, we'll tack it on the end for listeners to enjoy.
Okay, somebody called Edge Guy complaining about the show. You have to listen to it at the end.
Good
fun stuff. But we're going to have a great show. We're going to talk about
show news.
A lot of Smash Brothers Brawl news. Just about, because the game's out in Japan now, so all secrets have been revealed.
Spoilers ahead for those who don't want their fighting games ruined.
Hey, there are people who really do. They're like, I don't want to know who the secret characters are. Those are spoilers.
I mean, I can understand not wanting to know the story of the single-player mode. I don't. But, like,
this isn't Snape killed Dumbledore, though, you know?
Ooh, you gotta give a warning before that.
AJ, no you don't. You are the only person in the world who thinks you do. Snape killed Dumbledore.
Fine.
I would be saying the Harry Potter 7 spoiler, but you actually haven't read it yet.
Yeah.
God, I hate you. You do the rest of the rundown. I'm just seething.
Oh, I'm doing it now. Let's see if I can remember.
Today.
Okay, so, all right, so we got, you know, other news coming up, and then after that, the best ever, followed by Our Week in Gaming. Then we're going to go over the downloadable game releases for last week and this week's upcoming retail releases, and then the 411 on 411.
Yep. God, I hate you.
So, why? Smash Brothers.
Wait a second.
What?
Was that a joke, though, when you told me, oh, man, I can't believe you said Snape killed Dumbledore?
Yes.
I don't think it was a joke.
It was. Just like the Terminator 3 comment earlier tonight.
Once upon a time, I was just watching the cutscenes from Warcraft 3, the Frozen Throne. And this was like 2 years after the game's release. And I don't even know if I told this story on the podcast before. I'm pretty sure I haven't. But I'm just watching. I'm watching the cutscene because I know I'm never going to beat the game. So I'm watching the ending cutscene. And Edge Guy walks into the room, sees what's going on, literally screams, and runs into the bathroom and starts singing and closing his ears. 2 years after the game's been released. Like it's like, oh man, I was gonna go back to that at any moment. Frozen Throne.
You never know.
Oh God. All right. Let's talk about Smash Brothers.
It'll cheer you up.
Yeah.
So it's out in Japan.
Yes, it is.
The next thing I have written down is discuss.
Oh. Vague. All right. Well, okay. So over the course of last week, everything's been revealed. Most notably all the unlockable characters besides the starter ones. So new characters that we haven't heard about before are Rob, which is interesting.
Yes.
And then we have Wolf, who is, you know, Star Fox, Star Wolf, that kind of thing going on. And then we got a lot of veterans returning. We got Jigglypuff's coming back, Ganondorf's coming back. Still looks like he's a Captain Falcon clone.
Really?
Speaking of which, Captain Falcon's back. Falco is back. Oh, what else we got? Ike was there.
I mean,
Marth.
Ike, Mark.
Marth is back. Mr. Game Watch is back. Ness is back. And Young Link is back, but now they call him Toon Link. And he's like the Wind Waker Link.
Which I think is cool.
Yeah. And now a lot of people were kind of hoping that there wouldn't be any clones this time. And that by that I mean characters that are basically like the same as other characters, but like different, slight differences.
So not only do we have clones, we have a three-way clone in this one.
Yeah, a lot of people are really up in arms because Fox has two clones. He's got Falco, and he has Wolf. And, I mean, a lot of people be like, oh, they're not clones because, like, of the slight differences. Like, Wolf's forward and B, which is, like, that dash thing, like, goes up at a slight angle and stuff.
Ooh.
It's called Luigified because, like, Luigi in Smash Brothers Melee, he was slightly different from Mario. But, I mean, still, some people are disappointed by this.
Yeah, and what's really getting people, too, is that all the Star Fox characters have basically the same Final Smash, whereas at least you say Ganondorf's a clone of Falco, but at least, Captain Falcon, but at least they're a little, their Final Smashes are different.
Right. I forgot to mention Lucario, who looks
looks
a lot like Mewtwo did in
the
last game.
Yeah, it's the new Mewtwo.
Although maybe slightly better. But, yeah, you would hope that all the Final Smashes would be unique. Like, Luigi has a different Final Smash from Mario. Mario has, like, that super fireball thing he shoots out. Luigi does this weird dance. Then there's, like, a big green orb.
I don't get it.
It's weird.
I think it would have been way cooler to have him bust out the poltergeist and suck up everybody and shoot him out really fast or something.
I don't know what that was about. But, Fox, Falco, and Wolf both have the Landmaster as their final smash. Yeah.
Yes.
They all have the Landmaster. And then Toon Link has the same final smash as Link. So, I mean, I don't know. Slight disappointment, maybe. And some people seem to think that 35 isn't big enough of a roster.
Which is stupid. Probably because they all got excited about the supposed 44-character leak roster from before.
Well, I don't think anyone really believed that, but some people thought that there was going to be more than that. But I think it's an okay. I think it's a fine roster.
Hey, I'm stoked, and I'm pissed I got to wait another month for this game.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I think the problem is we were spoiled pretty early. I mean, we knew about Snake and Sonic for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, nothing was going to top that.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of disappointments in that regard. But we have a lot of stages getting found out. There's a Luigi's Mansion stage, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
The
WarioWare stage looks really fun.
Yeah, that one.
And I gotta say, so of all of the stages I've seen in video, my favorite one so far is Meta Knight's.
Halberd.
It's just so cool.
That looks cool. There's a lot of stages that really aren't that complicated, but they have very busy backgrounds, which is kind of neat.
Which I like.
If you want to see, anything, there's so many videos online now.
Yeah, just go to YouTube and type in Smash Brothers. You'll find tons.
Yeah, you'll find a lot. There's a video collection of all the final Smashes. Just, search around. You'll find everything. There's a Wind Waker level, which is a ship out on the Great Sea.
Mm-hmm. Cell-shaded and everything.
Mm-hmm. And, what are some of these other new levels? There's, of course, an F-Zero level. I don't really know that much about it.
Yeah.
There was not a Tetris level, but somebody made a Tetris level in the create a level thing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, there were some silly levels that are escaping my mind at the moment.
Pick their chat.
That's been announced.
We know about that, yeah.
I saw an Electroplankton level.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure if that's a level or just something in one of the events. There's all these events you play. I don't know if it's a full-blown level, but it's pretty much like Electroplankton, which is interesting and silly. There's a lot of random DS representation.
Right.
But there are still complaints about the roster. Some people are upset that Advance Wars isn't represented, for example. What do you say about that? Who would be in it?
There's not really a strong character to take out. I could see maybe having one of the tanks or something from the game come out as an assist trophy. But I love Advance Wars, but I'm not upset by that at all.
Ridley.
He's in it. He's a boss.
Yeah, I really think he should have been a playable character.
Yeah.
How many? Okay, we have three representatives from Star Fox in this game, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we have one, maybe two representatives from Metroid. Depends if you count Zero Suit Samus as their own thing.
Right.
And, Metroid has been a critically acclaimed franchise for so long, and Star Fox is long past its prime.
This is a very good point, actually.
Why three characters?
Because the
Mother series has two characters.
Yeah.
Fire Emblem has two characters.
You're very right.
Why can't we get a little bit more Metroid love? I know that Metroid's not, all that popular in Japan as much as it is here, but still. I don't know.
Never thought of it that way.
But really, three characters for Star. And why Wolf? Who was calling for Wolf? Who wanted Wolf?
I would have thought Crystal before him.
Who would also be stupid, but at least maybe she would have had a unique moveset. But you think maybe they didn't have enough time to make this game? Is that why the roster isn't big enough? Or is this the roster you would have made if he had two more years to make the game?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Interesting insights from you.
Mm. Well, I'm sorry. I've never thought of that. I'm sure given two more years, this roster would expand to 100 characters and have every oddball character you could imagine.
But it is important to realize that, it's a 35-man roster, but Pokemon Trainer is really three characters.
That's true.
Zelda is two characters. Samus is really two characters. There's some craziness.
Very true,
on.
Yeah.
But, no, I like the roster fine. They had me at Snake, honestly.
Yeah, seriously.
So, what else is there to talk about?
Well,
there's been a lot of stuff.
We should mention the fact that the game is out in Japan. Apparently, people encounter this bug where some kind of error screen comes up that says the game can't be played, but you can skip it, and then the game plays. I guess what is causing it is dusty DVD lasers inside of Wii's, and then the reason it hasn't been a problem until now is Smash Brothers is the first game in a while to use a dual-layer DVD because it's so big.
Mm-hmm.
And if the laser's dirty, it has a harder time penetrating to the second layer, and that's what's causing this.
Okay, now wait, I'm reading this on your notes. I didn't hear this. This is interesting. Kotaku says that the reason there are no Capcom characters in Brawl, and people were wondering about like why we didn't see a Mega Man, for instance, is because Nintendo is apparently so upset about GameCube losing the exclusivity of Resident Evil 4.
Yeah, this was Kotaku got this from supposed Nintendo insiders. This is completely speculation and rumor. But, yeah, I mean, I guess that kind of makes sense. It seems a little petty to me. Especially Capcom's been a pretty good supporter of the Wii so far, like Zack and Wiki.
I mean, they were nice enough to bring Resident Evil 4 back on the Wii again.
Yeah.
That does seem a little petty.
But
I bet
Nintendo is so arrogant, I think, right now at this point.
No, wait a second. I was about to say it seems petty, but I can almost understand where they're coming from. I mean, the guy went on and on about Resident Evil 4 is going to be, you know, third-party exclusive.
Well, here's
and
the
that
thing.
That was really important for the GameCube.
I'm sure the creator really wanted that. But let's face it. It was nearly impossible to put a game exclusive to the GameCube and have it hit the numbers you needed. Especially for a game with that development.
But they knew that going in.
I'm sure Capcom execs were like, this guy's an idiot. But I'm sure he in his heart really wanted that to be a GameCube exclusive. The guy who made the game.
No, I think it's not his call if it's an exclusive for the GameCube, though. It's an executive's call. He was not the person who said this will be a GameCube exclusive.
I don't know. It could just be what he wanted. I don't know.
I'm just saying what I imagine would happen. That's, you know, it does suck that we have no Mega Man in, for instance. I think if we could have had another like Konami representative, Simon Belmont would have been cool.
Yeah.
But there will be another Smash Bros. A lot of people think there isn't going to be one because I don't know if you saw this, Ikaruga, that's a game, Nintendo president.
Iwata,
Ikaruga. Iwata has this, like, he has, like, this five-part interview up with Sakurai, the guy in charge of Smash Bros., and he said that this is his last Smash Bros., which, first off, we've learned from Hideo Kojima, you know, never take that.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
Second off, a lot of people would mean take this to mean, like, oh, no more Smash Bros. Like, guys, they'll make another Smash Bros.
Yeah, I think at this point, the formula is well established enough that it's not too hard for someone else to come over and take over the reins of this franchise. And you never know. It could improve. Look at God of War. A lot of people think God of War 2 is a lot better than the first one. Jaffe left.
I think God of War 2 is definitely fine. I wouldn't say it was better than the first one. But, yeah, I get your point. You don't need him. I mean, I'm sure he contributed a lot.
Yeah, I mean, look at how this game came about. There's Iwata at E3 saying the Wii's going to have a Super Smash Brothers game. It's going to be online. And Sakurai is sitting in the back of the room going, really?
Yeah. One thing I'm so upset about is Little Mac not being a playable character. I don't get that at all.
I know.
Do not get that at all.
He's in there.
He's in there. And Riley should be a playable character.
Yeah. Someday.
But we'll be getting this game March 9th, right?
March 9th.
Okay. So who are you going to play as first?
Sonic.
I told you that Sonic and Snake are unlockable characters and you cannot
play them
first.
Dang it, I always forget that. Then, actually, you know what? I think I told you something else before. I don't remember what it was, but I changed my mind. Pokemon Trainer.
That's pretty cool. He is pretty cool. I think Chris might want to play with him first, though. You have to duke it out with him.
If that's the case, I'll renege. Let me look at the list.
I'm going to go King DDD.
That is an excellent choice.
He's looking awesome. I love those. Kirby games have been fantastic.
You know what, actually, then? I'll pick Meta Knight.
Meta Knight looks like a badass.
Yes.
I will not lie. Ike looks cool. You should play as Ike. Ike does look awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait to play as Snake, though.
I mean, obviously I'm excited for the multiplayer, but like the people I play with is like you and your friends, and you guys kick my ass.
Right.
So I'm really, really excited for the Subspace Emissary.
Now, Famitsu loved the Subspace Emissary. I guess IGN recently criticized it for being too easy.
It's a game on the Wii.
Also, I think it has like very hard mode. I'd imagine it'd be difficult at that point.
But just imagine that having a fantastic co-op experience.
Yeah.
Just fun. I don't care. I'm not playing that to be challenged.
And it has good cutscenes. I mean, we know that.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to enjoy that, I'm sure. You know what? I said before, a lot of my favorite games of all time, like Kingdom Hearts 2 and Wind Waker, get criticized all the time for being too easy. I don't really care that much about that. I feel like there's something else I wanted to say about Smash Bros. Brawl. Now it's escaping me.
It's a bummer.
It is. Well, how do you sales-wise? Now, Melee, best-selling game on the GameCube. Do you think Smash Bros. Brawl will be the best-selling game on the Wii?
Oh, hands down. Easy.
You think it's going to outsell the likes of Wii Play and Wii Fit?
I didn't really consider that.
2008, Wii Fit or Smash Bros. Be an interesting
It'll depend on how they price Wii Fit. What was Wii Fit's pricing like in Japan? Do you know?
I don't know.
Did it cost more for the hardware?
I can't imagine it's only a $50 game.
Right. That could be a factor.
But, I mean, at the same time, Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
Well, how much does that cost?
And but I think, like, Guitar Hero kind of had a built-in, like, people know what that is. Whereas Wii fits a little, might be a little bit more
Wii
of a hard
it.
Sale. True.
It has Wii in it. That's a, that is
but
a
I
viable
think, what this
franchise.
Game will have going for it is it has characters, like, kids know what Smash Brothers is from playing Smash Brothers. Adults know, hey, I remember all these characters when I was growing up. I want to play them. It'll be a $50 game. It's a party game for sure. Easy four-player play. It's got a lot of the things going for it that'll make it a quick sell on the Wii.
Maybe,
with the hardcore and the casual alike.
I don't know about the casual, because they are not making much of a push at all to push this game towards the casual gamers. They're not at all.
Oh, no. Totally. I mean, this game is being made for the hardcore. I think this will be the game that will show whether or not people were right when they were saying, the people who were saying, well, don't worry about the Wii attracting too many casuals because it's just going to convert them to the hardcore. This will kind of prove that conversion rate a little bit.
Maybe. I mean, how many people? The Mario Galaxy has sold well here. It sold.
Oh yeah.
It sold really well here.
Yes.
I'm not sure. Okay. Didn't in Japan though? They say. Now they say that. Much. I look at the numbers. The numbers are still pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. But not what you expect from a Mario game.
Maybe. I mean, did Mario Sunshine outsell it? I can't imagine.
Well, I hope not.
I can't imagine that. So, how do you think this game's gonna get reviewed over here?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Eights, nines, tens.
You think we're going to see a lot of eights, though?
Just from people who want to be bitches.
You think? Maybe. It's going to be. I wonder what they would fault the game for. Probably Subspace Emissary being too easy.
Yeah.
They can buy some ad space on GameSpot.
People will complain that the game fundamentally isn't different enough from Melee as far as the core gameplay goes.
That's a complaint I've been hearing. Some people say, oh, this game doesn't look like as much of an improvement over Melee as Melee was over the original. That's because the original was a pretty subpar game. There wasn't anything to it. I mean, God. Well, that's a lot of...
Yeah, there'll be more of it in a month.
Yeah, it's a lot in Smash Bros. Obviously, we're very excited. All right, what else you got?
All right, so they're making the Civilization Revolution console game, and apparently the Wii version has been put on hold.
I did not know this game existed.
It sounds interesting. It's going to be a Civilization game tailored for consoles, which could do really well.
Guess so.
And you think it would have been the most natural in the Wii, but that got temporarily canned. But it's coming out like PSP, DS, 360, PS3, and I think even PS2.
Hmm.
So you got to think, if there's the PSP and PS2 version, why not bring it out for the Wii?
Maybe they want to actually do something special with it,
not
just do a direct port.
If that's the case, I'm happy for that. So
we'll see, yeah.
Team Fortress 2, this will make you happy. Well, is now a Capture the Flag map.
Interesting. Just like the way it is?
Yeah, it's a little differently laid out. They move some stuff around. The flags are in the back of the bases, and
that's cool.
Yeah,
I kind of wish that it was a lot. It was like a duplicate of Well from Team Fortress.
Yeah, I mean it's not like with the blowing up the gates and everything, but I haven't actually played it yet. I really need to do that. The Cobalt Blue DS confirmed after some rumors developed early in the week. Coming out February 10th.
That's a nice-looking DS.
It looks very nice. It's much like the red and black one that came with Brain Age, except the red part is blue.
Yeah, well, looks nice, though.
And with a lot of people's DS hinges cracking, mine included, and our L buttons broken, this would be an attractive one to go to someday if we decide to pick up
someone
another one.
Someone else on Squadron of Shame, one of the gaming groups I hang out with, they just said that their button broke.
Hmm.
And it made me happy because I always thought that was something that just happened to like me.
Yeah. Well, it's mine too.
I have had so many L buttons break on my Nintendo.
Yeah, I always thought it was something with the way we put in our pockets or something like that.
But yeah, I always say, what am I supposed to do with
yeah.
that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever.
So this is from the section. Gran Turismo 5 Prologue has been priced and dated April 17th for $39.99 on Blu-ray or download from the PSN.
How much of a game is this?
It's more than a demo. You get like, I don't have. There's something in the tens of cars, and you get online play. There's like 10 tracks, maybe. But I mean, it's a really really glorified demo. $40
not. You don't think you think that's high?
I think that 30 maybe.
I don't
want to
say without playing it. I mean, they gave away that one Gran Turismo for, what, three?
Yeah.
For free. That was nice.
Here we go. 60 vehicles. All right, that's good. 16 car online races, 60 frames per second, 1080p.
I don't know. Maybe $40 is right.
And I almost just say, like, what's the point of doing it? Why not just get Gran Turismo 5
true.
Done?
That's true. Well, I don't know. It's hard to say until we play it.
Yeah.
What else we got?
So this I think, could be big. Valve has released their Steamworks development tool set for free to all developers. Basically, this will allow them to take all of the features of Steam. I have the bullet list here. The real-time stats on the sales, gameplay, and product activation, state-of-the-art encryption systems, territory and version controls, auto-updates, voice chat, matchmaking, the social networking, and various development tools completely free for all developers to implement their games.
And now, if developers wanted to be a part of Windows for Live, would they have to pay?
I don't know. I don't think they have to pay, but they get a lot of restrictions
games,
put
games
on
Windows.
Yeah,
Live.
Games for Windows Live.
Sorry.
They have a lot of restrictions put on their game. For example, I know they're allowed to give stuff to the silver users, but they have to leave stuff out as an incentive to go to gold.
Okay.
And
so this would seem like the more attractive package.
Totally. And the incredible thing is they don't even care if you sell your game on Steam. You can just pick up their voice chat and auto-updating. Well, I guess the audio updating still goes to Steam. Like, you could take the voice chat, put in your game, and sell it on retail and not have it use Steam at all. Basically, it's interesting in that, like, Microsoft made this big push that, like, oh, we're going to revitalize gaming on Windows. We have this platform now. You're going to see kiosks in the stores and blah, blah, blah. And, like, they gave it a shot with Shadowgrounds and Halo 2. People were like, eh, that's it. And, like, they've been quiet about it ever since.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Valve is pretty much taking it upon themselves to save PC gaming. That's kind of what it seems like they're doing.
By the way, did you see recently the people, like the Crytek guys, were saying that Crysis what is a success after all? Sales?
Sold over a million.
Well, where the hell did that happen? I thought we all said that game was a failure last month.
Maybe that, I don't know if that was worldwide sales figures, because I know PC games do a lot better in Europe, particularly because that's from a European developer too. Maybe they did better in Europe.
How about, what about Unreal Tournament? Is that doing any better yet? We don't know.
I don't know.
Be interesting to see those. NPDs.
We'll get the NBTs from
the NDBD.
NPD.
And by the boom.
Yeah.
The NIBDs.
So anyway, I mean, I'm excited. I mean, personally, like, I hate now buying a PC game that's not on Steam.
I hate buying PC games.
I know. Well, and that's a problem. And it seems like Valve's going through a lot to correct this. So hopefully, developers take advantage of this. Especially, you got to wonder what Microsoft's thinking now with games for Windows Live. I mean, ever since both Steam community and now this have come out, they haven't even had anything to say. I think that they're either completely caught with their pants down, or they're saying to themselves, okay, we screwed this up. We're going to go dark for a while, reinvent this whole thing, and when we do come back, we're going to be 10 times better than this.
I hope so, because at this point, I just don't even care about games for Windows Live.
Right.
It doesn't even mean anything to me.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned Crytek. They will be at GDC showing off the CryEngine 2, which powers Crysis, running on the PS3 and 360.
Now, okay, if they're showing us, does this mean Crysis for PS3 and 360?
That's what everybody's expecting.
Well, I mean, what else is it? I mean, I'd applaud them if they had another, like, original game that wasn't, you know, Far Cry 3 or whatever.
Oh, they lost Far Cry to Ubisoft.
Is that why Crysis is basically Far Cry 2?
Yes.
Okay.
But
what's with them in jungles?
They like jungles. Well, apparently, what I understand of Crysis is it ends up going away from the jungles, where you have this kind of new and exciting kind of open world thing. It gets very linear and narrow towards the end of the game. It kind of falls apart.
Eh.
Yeah.
Ah, dang.
OXM has apparently revealed in their upcoming issue all the March Rock Band DLC.
We don't know February yet.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Wait, isn't it February? Shouldn't we know?
Well, something's coming out Tuesday.
Yeah. By the way, first off, added a new Iron Maiden song for March. Should be great.
Yeah.
Wrathchild. The reject of an Iron Maiden song that was in Guitar Hero Rock the 80s edition. God.
On the plus side, in the second week of March, they're bringing out both Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd and Message in a Bottle by The Police.
Don't care.
I'm excited.
I want
love
good
those
Iron
songs.
Maiden songs. You know what? Everyone's like, oh, the you know, complete CDs are coming. I don't think it's happening.
I'm hoping those come this month.
This month? I just fail to see the practicality of it.
Yeah.
It's something they said and, like, oh, it's a great idea. I mean, how long does our set list take to load right now?
Yeah, seriously. Like, they need to do like a title update to that game to fix those load times.
Like, if first off, if they're going to do a system like that, they need to put a lot of albums on there. They can't just have, by the end of this year, like, four albums up.
Well, hopefully it'll be more than that.
But if there are, then an average person would have, like, what, 10 albums downloaded? How long is that going to take to load every time you play the game?
A long time.
It just doesn't seem practical to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, and there's just so many issues with that boggle my mind.
Well, Rock Band's coming to the Wii. You think that'll have downloadable content?
I think it will somehow.
Well, to backtrack,
they need it, right? Does the PS2 game have downloadable content?
No.
Okay, never mind then.
Well, they do. They did confirm finally the game is coming to the Wii, along with confirming Rock Band in general for release in I think quarter four fiscal for Europe, and. Yeah, they didn't say anything else. That's all. It's just that it's coming. But yeah, it would need to. There have to be some way for you to download the songs to an SD card, because there's just not enough memory in the Wii to support the downloadable content.
They won't then. And you know what? Casual gamers are not going to care.
Yeah, but I mean,
they won't care. They'll miss out on what Rock Band is.
What I hope is that it's not just a port of the PS2 version, because you see how stripped down that is.
Yeah, well, it will be.
That's a shame.
I'll tell you what is going to be a shame if there's a Rock Band 2. Absolutely no reason for one.
Yeah, I agree.
Give me one reason why we need a Rock Band 2 and they just can't keep doing this downloadable concept. Heaven forbid there's a Rock Band 2 and I can't transfer all my DLC.
Yeah.
And I can't have all my original set.
That'll be a problem.
I mean, I'll call bullshit on this whole thing at that point.
Yeah. Well, here's a music game that I think you'll support. The creator of Parappa the Rapper, Masaya Matsuura, can't hate Japanese names, is making a marching band game for the Wii called Major Minor's Majestic March.
I like it.
It's
I like all the M's.
It's also feature art by artist Rodney Greenblatt. I don't know who that is. But basically, you'll just use the Wiimote to, you know, conduct and make formations, and it's going to be awesome.
I hope so. I mean, so far, music games have not been faring as well on the Wii as I kind of hoped they would.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, I still have worries about Samba de Amigo. This sounds like it could be amazing. Mm-hmm. I have hopes. Hopes.
Hope. Well, that's the news.
That's the news?
Yes. We are on hope.
All right, then.
Oh, poetic.
All right, moving on to the best ever.
Woo.
All right, then. I want to talk about, and I think you know what I'm doing. I already said it.
Yeah.
The best Star Wars game ever that is not KOTOR.
Whoa, I thought we were doing something else.
Ball.
I like how you threw in your little KOTOR thing.
Yeah. First off, I got Matt earlier today.
You
said Knights of the Old Republic. Good game. Very, very good game. Probably the best game the Xbox One had. Which may not be saying as much as it sounds, like, with my opinion of the Xbox One library. But you say it is your second favorite game of all time after Grim Fandango.
It's greater than the sum of its parts. It has a good role-playing system. It had at the time good graphics. It has a good story with a fantastic twist. Everything about that game is good, but just all of the way it comes together, and it nails the Star Wars setting. The game was just incredible.
I'm not saying that's not top 10 material. Okay, and for me to say it deserves to be in like the top 10 best games of all time, like, what more can I say? That's an amazing compliment. But it is not top 2.
I'm sorry.
I mean, this all started when I was like, Super Metroid, one of the best games ever. I was like, AJ, name five games better than Super Metroid. And you named all these? No. Because, no, this is why. Because you are going to download a virtual console game today.
Yes.
No, first off, you said, hey, I downloaded 1080 for the Wii. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Then he's like, yeah, tomorrow, depending on what, you know, let's say release something cool, I'm going to get Super Metroid. I'm like, wait, you got 1080 before you downloaded Super Metroid. Super Metroid. The platforming game that defined excellence.
In all likelihood, I'll be downloading it. Just in case they release like Super Mario RPG tomorrow.
People talk about game art. People like art is game art, and like people point to examples that are basically less games and more like other forms of art. Like, oh, it has a great story. It's like a movie. That's game art for you. No, like Super Metroid is game art.
True.
Because that
I'm not gonna argue that.
Yeah. Because you're just walking around and there's this stuff happening and
yeah. Oh hey, our mom's saying goodnight to us. Let's say goodnight to her on the air. Goodnight, Mom.
Goodnight, Mom. God. That's why my Super Metroid argument started getting a little messed up there. I was getting confused. I didn't know.
That's okay. It was a good way to break it, and so now we could go to the topic at hand.
No, I am furious at you. How good do you think Super Metroid is?
It's fantastic. It's
top five.
It's the best.
It used to be top five.
I've said.
Is it in your top five?
It's the best Super Nintendo game ever.
Yeah. Okay. Wait a second. Are you telling me that the best Super Nintendo game ever will not be in the top five best games ever? There are probably other Super Nintendo games.
I'll put out there for the record what I call my top five. Number one's Grim Fandango.
Okay,
number
that's two, fine. I love Grim Fandango. My number one, too. We got that much.
Number two is KOTOR.
Bullshit.
Number three is Myst 3.
What? Myst 3?
I love that game. It's great. It Myst. Sucked me in a way no other game ever has.
It's Myst.
You have to play it. Just
I tried
me.
It, and I couldn't get past the first. It looked beautiful. I think at some point there was a bunny rabbit. I didn't know what the hell I was supposed to do with that. I clicked on it for a while, and it went in its little hole. I'm like, maybe this is a puzzle. I don't know.
It was a screet, actually.
A what?
A screet.
A what is a screet? Don't tell me that it's not a bunny.
It wasn't a bunny.
What the? It's a bunny, okay? Shut up. God. Mystery, that's the stupidest thing. What's mystery?
Number three.
Number three!
No, wait.
Metal Gear
Solid. I'm sorry.
Half-Life
I skipped one.
2.
I skipped one. I'm sorry. You're right. Half-Life 2 is number three.
Okay.
I got mixed up in my head. Half-Life 2 is number three. Then mystery is number four. And then Metal Gear Solid 1 is number five.
What's number six?
Are you crying?
What's number six?
Super Metroid.
What's number seven?
Probably, I don't know. I don't really think too hard this far in advance. Maybe something like, I don't know, what should be up there. Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past.
That's fine. Myst 3.
I love that game.
It's fine.
It's great.
AJ, there are games that I love, but I realize, like, it's because some weird niche sort of thing is going on there.
Well, if you love the game and it's your own personal list, then why can't it be up there regardless
you
of
cannot
that?
Go. You cannot go to like...
I'm not saying... Okay, I'll tell you what. I will agree to you that technically and objectively
speaking...
No, I don't
want to hear that.
Super Metroid's better. But to me, personally, with my taste and the way I play games, I enjoyed Myst 3 more.
Myst freaking 3. God. You didn't even beat Miss 5.
I know. I lost my save file, which is one problem.
How's
Miss
2?
Stuck.
How's Miss 2? What's that called?
That game's daunting. Riven? It's supposed to be like the hardest thing ever. I'm like afraid to try it.
You haven't even tried it?
No,
but you love Miss 3 so much.
And 4. And 1.
They're very pretty games. Are you going to get Miss 1 on the DS?
Heck yeah. God. It's got the Rhyme Age. I've never played that. It was only in real Myst.
Someday you have to explain the whole great mythos of Myst to me.
Oh, it's fantastic.
What
Uru
the hell
was good?
Are we talking about?
The best ever Star Wars game that's not KOTOR.
So tell me, Asgard, besides KOTOR, what else do you like Star Wars games?
You know what game was actually really great? And a lot of people, it seemed like they liked it at the time, but now when I hear people talk about it, they have nothing kind to say about it anymore. Shadows of the Empire.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I love that game.
I read that book, and did you listen to it with me? I listened
to
the audio book.
Yeah, we listened to the audio book together.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it was one of those games that like, it did a lot of different gameplay styles, but oddly enough, they all worked.
Yeah, that's true.
You had your Hoth level.
The Hoth stuff worked better than maybe like the on-foot stuff. And I mean,
it worked.
Yeah,
and
like, obviously,
the swoop bike level, I got good enough to the point that I could go through the whole thing without hitting a wall.
And the Hoth level in that game inspired the whole Rogue Squadron series that we see.
Is another fantastic series.
Rogue Squadron's good.
It kind of got worse as it went. I think the first one's still the best one.
No, Rogue Leader was better.
My only problem with Rogue Leader is it seemed like it was too hard to see TIE fighters in space, which
maybe.
I guess is quote-unquote realistic. But like, I just felt like half the time I was playing with that targeting computer up, and it just kind of was like, well, what's the point of this?
But Rebel Strike didn't do much of anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
That
was a terrible idea.
What about Battle for Naboo? Everyone always forgets about this one. On the 64,
it was the
same thing.
Yeah, it was basically Rogue Squadron set in Episode 1. It wasn't terrible. It seemed very cookie cutter.
Yeah, it did. Wasn't there also some There was some game that took place during like the Clone Wars. I think it was called the Clone Wars. It was all vehicle combat.
That was actually a pretty good game.
Was it? I never played it.
It was one of the first showcase games of Xbox Live, actually.
What was it? That was an Xbox One game?
Oh. Xbox One, GameCube, and I don't know if it came out on PS2.
Oh, you're right. That was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what is a game that, when it was released, you heard like, oh, yeah, this is pretty good, like Ace. But now people talk about it like very favorably as Republic Commando.
Oh, that game, I rented it on Gamefly, and it was one of those games they won't let you keep. And since my Xbox is stolen, I lost my save file. But I played through about half of it before I sent it back. And I played it before, but not a lot. I tell you, that game nails the characters. Because you think to yourself, they're clones. Like, what kind of characters could they be? But they not only justify why these guys aren't exact carbon copies of each other, but they were excellently developed. The story in that game was fantastic.
No, it was great. I mean, I rented it, and I played through it while I rented it. I loved it. I never ended up buying it. Mm-hmm. I kind of regret it. But
graphics were good. Interface worked brilliantly.
And I'm not a fan of squad shooters. I like kind of streamlined squad shooters like that, you know? Mm-hmm.
Simpler. Yeah. I don't care that, like, I can't tell them exactly where to go to the pixel. If I look at the computer terminal and I could say, you, go hack that, and I see a little hologram of it, that's great.
Yeah. You know, I like it when I can, like, push a button next to something. Instead of, I hate squad shooters where I'm trying to tell people what to do with the D-pad. I mm-hmm. hate that. Like, even in good games like Gra, it just drives me crazy.
Yeah. It's not an interface meant for controllers. It's a keyboard thing that comes from the old Rainbow Six.
Right, right. You know, a lot of people love, like, those old flight sims, like TIE Fighter. I never really played any of them.
I played them as a kid and didn't know what the hell was going on. I just enjoyed flying through space for a bit and shooting at some things.
Speaking of the old PC games, you know what I loved was
Rebel Assault 2,
which doesn't get a lot of love anymore.
No, well, I mean, that game on its own wasn't bad, except that damn level where you had to fly it wasn't the Millennium Falcon, it was just a YT-1300 cruiser. Like, out of that tunnel, and, like, you could never really tell where the hitboxes were, and it was impossible.
Yeah, yeah.
That was hard, and it was, like, the second level. But once you got past that, the game was fun, and it had that mode where you can just watch all the cutscenes, but they took off the voices and just gave it these ridiculous subtitles, and the whole thing just came really
that
goofy.
That was really funny,
that
actually.
That was fun.
But besides that, there's the Jedi Knight series, the Dark Forces series.
Jedi
Knight? You ever played Dark Forces 1? I never
The original?
Have.
Yes, I have. It's basically Quake with a Star Wars skin over it. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Like, it sounds like the worst thing ever, but it worked. But Jedi Knight 2 is good, except the controls were really
Jedi
complicated.
Knight, Dark Forces 2, Jedi
yeah,
Knight.
Yeah, Jedi Knight, Dark Forces 2. Because, like, basically every Force power had its own key. It was very, very
That game
convoluted.
Had very popular multiplayer for a it long did. Time. It did. I remember that.
But then when Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast came out, that game was awesome.
Yeah, I remember you liked that one.
The
a lot.
Final boss battle was incredible because they really nailed one-on-one lightsaber combat in that game. I think it worked really well. You get into like the locks where you had to mash the button to get out of it, and just a really, really great game. Jedi Academy was okay. I actually played all the way through it.
Yeah, me too. And the gameplay was pretty good. The story was retarded.
Yeah, I missed having Kyle Katarn as my main character.
Yeah, gameplay, the story was retarded. The final boss was really disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a fun enough game. Probably yeah. doesn't deserve as much hatred as I'm sure it gets.
Yeah.
Probably kill that franchise, but.
Another really underappreciated Star Wars series, I think, are the Starfighter and Jedi Starfighter games.
I know, yeah, you're a big fan of those.
Starfighter, I thought was cool. I was like, oh, this is nice. It's pretty looking. You know, they really seem to be nailing the whole Star Wars story and everything and the look and everything. And then Jedi Starfighter, I don't know what it was about that game. It just grabbed me. Like, I like the whole concept of having, like, you know, the typical space combat with force powers. Mm-hmm. I thought the character of Nim is, like, one of the coolest Star Wars characters there are. And just, it was just, everything about that game really clicked with me. I loved it.
Remember the Episode 1 game?
That was good to me. I don't. Maybe if I played it now, I think it's awful.
Yeah, probably.
But I played it start to finish when it first came out on the PC, and I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it doesn't get a lot of love anymore.
I mean, the last boss was kind of anticlimactic when I fought Darth Maul, because I had my force push power up so high, I just pushed him 3 times so they fell in that pit in the middle.
Oh, right, right. But I remember the part where you were on Tatooine, it was basically a scum adventure game. It was cool.
Yeah.
That was neat.
It was fun.
I remember you also really liked the Episode 3 game on the DS. That's a side-scrolling beat-em-up.
Yeah, I know. It's all it is, But they really worked a really good system for, like, all the different lightsaber moves work well. Deflecting laser blasts and that really worked
Didn't
well.
Didn't you call it your favorite DS game?
For a little while, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I tried to. You wouldn't let me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I didn't let you. And I feel I feel more than justified.
And then it had the 3D flight sequences in it, too, that were great. And they could have made a game out of that.
Yeah, they could have worked surprisingly well for that. There's the 2D side-scrollers, you know, Super Star Wars.
I played them a little bit.
They're hard.
They're not that good.
Oh, okay. And there was that arcade game, Star Wars Trilogy.
Oh, that's like one of my favorite arcade games.
Yeah, I really like
fighting Darth Vader in that with the lightsabers was sweet.
You know what else you liked a lot was Pod Racer.
I did. I played a ton of that on the Dreamcast.
Yeah, you really
liked that. I had Anakin's pod, like, every stat maxed.
I remember that.
And it had decked out. That game had a fantastic, like, I mean, they all have the same soundtrack, but that game soundtrack had some really good stuff going on. Like, I remember one level in particular was absolutely, like, it had that, the Star Wars, the classic riff going, but it was like a trumpet version of it, and it was perfect. It was like so good.
Talk about something else.
Chris is now in here taking stuff apart. Let's see, what other good Star Wars games were there? I'm trying to think. You seem to be pointing out ones I really played. Were there any you particularly played?
Really. Which ones did I play a lot of? I played Jedi Academy a lot.
Yeah, you did. That was odd.
Oh, it was fun. It was simple.
Yeah.
I feel like there's something Galaxy is, not a very big fan of.
Although, we did have that one really fun experience in Galaxies. Remember that? You made your medic, and I had a...
I was a medic?
I was working, I think, to be a smuggler, but I had a scoundrel, maybe it was, or something. Okay. But remember, you and I were in the cantina in Mos Eisley, and that guy was just, like, picking on you. And then you guys started dueling, and you guys are running around Tatooine, or Mos Eisley, dueling with each other. And I'm trying to follow you to make sure you don't get killed, because this guy was like a brawler, and you really had no chance against him. You just had to keep running. But then we accidentally pulled aggro on that one mob, and all three of us had to work together to kill it. And then we were all sitting there like, we just like learned a moral lesson by playing Star Wars Galaxy. Even the guy was like, yeah, I guess we did.
Yeah, I guess we did.
And there's something very, very fun about the game. I mean, as an MMORPG, whatever, and then all the changes it's gone through, too. But there was something really cool about, like, I remember one time with my character, that there was actually a benefit to, like, making these little outdoor camps that gave you, like, this stat boost. And I remember, like, I set up my little camp, and I was sitting there waiting for my stat boost, as, like, the twin sons of Tatooine were setting off in their eyes. I was like, it's kind of neat.
Yeah, too bad the actual game wasn't much better. There have been those failures of Star Wars games. Like, remember Obi-Wan? I remember that game was rumored for a long time to be like, oh, it's Jedi Knight 2.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan. Then we finally got the real Jedi Knight
2. It sound like you were going to use the right stick to one-to-one control his lightsaber movements, and you're like, oh, that sounds awesome. And I don't know if it, like, halfway did that or just scrapped it all together.
I'm sure it was bad.
Yeah, that game was bad.
Oh, I'm trying to think of what else. Excuse me. What about KOTOR 2?
Didn't do it for me. Yeah. It was missing something.
Strange, considering you think KOTOR 1's the best
game ever. I know, right?
All right, why don't you give your best ever?
My best ever Star Wars game is actually Jedi Starfighter.
Jedi Starfighter.
Which also, I forgot to mention, a fantastic co-op campaign. Like, perfectly done. Because they were two different characters who the second player got to play. They weren't the two main characters, but they were still good. And it implemented perfectly with the storyline and just worked very well.
What's the name of that Star Wars fighting game?
Masters of Terrors Kasai.
That is my favorite Star Wars fighting
game. No, it's not.
It's not. It's
that
not.
Game was awful. And I actually watched a video of it. It runs at about 10 frames per second.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. No, I'm going to go with Star Wars Trilogy, the arcade game.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's everything I ever wanted in a Star Wars game. You get to do the trench run. You get to fight Darth Vader. You get to fight Boba Fett. It's fun.
Yeah.
Has a lot of, you know, my favorite parts.
All right. That was a good one. Did you do that because we watched Blue Harvest this week?
No.
No, I just did it. Oh, okay.
Just want to throw you a curveball.
Cool.
All right.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was fun enough.
So, to our week in gaming.
Oh, yeah. Geez, we're at 44 minutes. We haven't gotten our week
in. This is a long one. I told you this would be a long one.
About time we redeem ourselves.
This is to make up for last week.
All right.
What'd you play this week?
What'd I play this week? I had to cancel my Final Fantasy XI account. That was annoying.
Yeah.
God. You know, you can only do it by going on with play online through, like, the game.
Yeah, I know. I still got
I can't go online and do it. It was
I got
pain.
Another month of it. I may as well play it a little bit.
Did you cancel before?
Yeah,
like,
I think I got it
I got
before.
Charged $12.
Yeah, I got lucky.
Sweet.
I know, it is sweet. But I was playing Burnout. I mean, I talked. Wait, did I? I mean, we didn't have the podcast last week.
I think we did. Talk about it.
Well, I mean, you know. Burnout's a lot of fun.
It's awesome.
It does the open world thing. And it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, by Burnout, it's a lot of fun.
Yes.
I don't want to go on about bullshit. It's a good game. You should buy it.
Well, I've been playing to excess the absolutely fantastic Advance Wars Days of Ruin.
Oh, that's right.
I love this game. I mean, I've always liked the Advance Wars games. This one, it all has to do with this new setting and storyline, how it's more serious and darker.
Right.
It's great. I love it.
I've heard some people complain that the game is too talky.
I like all the talking. I actually enjoy it, so that has not been a problem for me.
Another complaint I heard is that the game doesn't have some features that Dual Strike did.
So you lost... They don't have those dual screen battles anymore where, like, air stuff was taking place in second screen. I thought that was too complicated. It really didn't work.
True, yeah.
They kind of pared back. Like, units got cut, but really it was just part of balancing. All the units are very well balanced in the game. They've added some new units, like different kind of attack/transport units. There's bike infantry, which works just like infantry, but they're more expensive, but they have a better range.
Right.
So it lets you to, if you want, in an early game, you can go out and capture more cities right away by using those, or you can more turtle in your like by your HQ. They've adjusted the size of the graphics on screen to better work with the touchscreen controls. You can control the game just with the stylus. Which is good since my L button doesn't work. Yeah. It has Wi-Fi online multiplayer with voice chat.
You try that yet?
Not yet, actually. I've hooked up with some guys that went up with friend codes, but we haven't played yet.
Right.
But from what I've read of people who have played it, they said it works perfectly. I mean, it's a turn-based game, so lag shouldn't be an issue at all. And
good stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I love it. It's brilliant. It's really fun.
We have to play a match like and try it.
Yeah, definitely.
I still want like a Fire Emblem game for the DS.
It's got to be coming. It has to.
Maybe.
Be.
I mean, they seem content to making console versions now.
Yeah, it's just weird.
I wonder how well Fire Emblem did on the Wii. Be interesting to see.
Yeah.
I did play Fire Emblem today just for a little bit. The Sacred Stones.
Yeah, the Game Boy.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I did play that I forgot to say was Rez HD.
Yes.
I played the whole thing.
Yeah, you beat it.
That was a game we rented back in 2002 when it came out.
We didn't realize what it was.
I did not get it at all. I was like, because there was getting a lot of hype and... I think I was under the impression that it was people were throwing around the word music game,
mm-hmm.
and I still don't like it how people say, "Oh, it's a music game." Yeah, it plays with music. It's a shooter, but it's a really cool shooter that does different things and it's fun.
Mm-hmm. And the presentation in Rez HD with the HD graphics and the surround sound.
It looks beautiful. It's a lot of fun.
It's the way that game should be played. Definitely.
Yeah, it's a very very interesting experience. Definitely needs to be played through. Yes. And if you play it through to the end because the ending is cool, final boss and all that. Hmm. Some people come like to throw out one of the best games ever. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can call a game that you can beat in a couple hours.
An hour or two, yeah.
Yeah. Don't mention the Penny Arcade comic. We all know it.
I know. I wasn't going to.
Well, you can borrow them for only an hour, though. Sorry. I just
said you did it.
I also played Chess Master.
Oh, yeah.
The trial. Chris, our brother, downloaded him.
Yeah,
he really
wants. He's in the chess all of a sudden.
It's chess.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine. There you go.
So I've been, playing WoW a lot. I got my mount.
I've been playing WoW a little bit, just messing around with low level Draenor, because you gave me that scroll of resurrection.
Yeah.
Give me 10 free days, like whatever. But yeah, you got your mount, your mm-hmm. elephant thing.
The elephant's awesome. It's purple.
He's calling it an elephant. Things aren't bunnies. They're what'd you call the bunnies in Myst?
They're screets.
See, I hit. What's a bunny?
It's not. It doesn't even look. It looks more like a mouse. Anyway, as you kind of mentioned earlier, I did play 1080 snowboarding on the Wii Virtual Console.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Was that fun?
Yeah, I love that game.
I haven't bought a Virtual Console game since, I think, Punch-Out. I've been meaning to buy Star Tropics just for fun. Go ahead, sorry.
I also played,
maybe I'll do that.
Or I beat Super Mario Galaxy.
That's right. You finally beat Galaxy.
I did. And
it's a good thing your 360 and PS3 were stolen.
Yeah, I'm playing all my Wii games now. But the final boss in that game was just so
I said,
awesome.
Best final You know, it's hard to say because 64 had a pretty good Bowser boss.
Yeah.
But it was the same thing over and over again. This kind of is, but the last one was different.
Yeah, the last one was different with them getting in his boulder and rolling around.
I said before my favorite Bowser boss was in World. Mm-hmm. But this one, Galaxy has a very good
and
boss.
It really made me realize, too, just how cool they worked the music during Bowser because for whatever reason, I like could not figure out his pattern the first time around. And I remember in previous times you fight Bowser, they got like this cool like Final Fantasy-esque choir singing in Latin. Mm-hmm. It's very overly epic. But I'm fighting him. He's chasing me around. I'm like, where's all the singing? Then finally, when I did figure it out and I had him on the run, so to speak, it layered in. I was like, oh, that's cool.
It is cool. I love Mario Galaxy. I hope to get 120 stars someday so I can play as Luigi.
Yeah, I would like to play as Luigi, too, but that's going to be a bitch.
Yeah, that's difficult. All right. Did you play anything else of note?
Not really. That was pretty, a lot of Advance Wars and WoW.
Mostly Res for me. All right, then. Let's talk about these downloadable game releases. Like you said, 1080 came out.
Yep.
And you enjoy it. And then,
yeah, I do.
Like we also said, on Xbox Live, we had Chessmaster and Res HD.
Yep.
The PSP, what's this?
Neopets Pet Adventures, The Wand of Wishing. It's a PSP game. You could download it either from your PC or your PS3.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's like $15, I think.
Do I have anything cool on GameTap?
Futashiki, it's like a Sudoku kind of thing. Shadowgrounds, some kind of action game where you shoot aliens. And 2-Bit, which is basically the hacking game from Bioshock.
Wasn't the hacking game from Bioshock basically
Pipe Dream?
Yeah. All right, then.
This was an arcade game, I guess.
I like the hacking in Bioshock.
I thought it worked well.
It's better than just like the Simon Says stuff in Mass Effect.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we talk about the real game releases.
Yes.
Wherever you hit them. Here they are. Turok. February 5th for 360, PS3, and PC. I played the demo. I was not impressed at all.
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
You said you liked it. I just didn't. I didn't like it at all. I didn't play a lot of it.
It's
more stupid macho space marines. I don't even know if they're from space. I'm assuming they are. God, this outlaw space marines. Even if you throw dinosaurs in it, it can't be safe.
These are space. They're military. They're not outlaws. There are outlaws there.
What do you mean outlaws?
You said outlaws.
I said space marines.
You threw in the word. Never mind.
I didn't throw it outlaws. I said dinosaurs.
All right.
All right. Whatever. I don't approve. It feels like, I feel like somebody should make the good dinosaur game eventually.
Yeah.
God. Okay, Assassin's Creed, Altair's Chronicles, DS.
Where did this come from?
I don't know. It's coming out, apparently.
All right.
I gotta say, I mean, I'm upset I'm never gonna be able to, well, I could, but I have to do everything over on Assassin's Creed to beat it, because your stupid 360 got stolen.
Yeah, yeah.
Devil May Cry 4, PS3, 360, February 5th. I guess this is more like Devil May Cry 1, a lot of people are saying, and I only played 3, and so I was more used to the faster-paced, harder game.
Mm-hmm.
And in this one...
From what I understand, it's just more 3, except, like, you know, the real-time weapon switching and style switching.
It didn't feel that fast-paced to me. Mm. I just didn't feel it. The boss fight was really cool in the demo until all of a sudden he... Like, you know, he gets to, like, his final stage where he just, like, destroyed me and I lost. And I was like, okay.
Oh, I beat him kind of handedly.
Oh, aren't you really sweet? Sins of the Solar Empire for PC.
I'm
February
curious
4th.
To see how this game does. It's basically like you take something like Masters of Orion and Galactic Civilizations, those turn-based 4C games, but it's real time. And the graphics are incredible. Like, it looks really pretty.
Cordyceps Saga, 360, February 5th.
We never did play that demo.
Oh, is this
The Monopoly meets Magic the Gathering? A lot of fun.
Okay. I'm kind of excited about this. Twisted Metal Head-On Extra Twisted Edition for the PSP. I mean, PS2. It was a PSP game.
Yeah. But kind of random.
There's supposedly a lot of really cool extra features on this.
You know what? I got to wonder.
New levels?
With this game coming out and with, like they're making that Metal Gear collection of Metal Gears 1 through 3, you gotta wonder if some developers and publishers were relying on that backwards compatibility to PS3, and now that it's gone, they're like, hey, we were releasing these PS2 games that we were hoping we could just say, hey, got a PS3
too. I think both of those things you announced were planned before PS3 backwards compatibility was shot down.
That's what I'm saying. They probably announced this, they're working on this stuff, then they're like, oh yeah, no more backwards compatibility. And they're like, hey, we were doing something.
Yeah, well, I get what you mean.
Yeah.
I get what you're going with. Okay. Yeah, I guess so. Well, I mean, a lot of people sell PS2s more so than PS3s. So.
Yeah, true.
And this game's only going to cost like $20.
That's cool.
So, you know. And I like Twisted Metal. It's basically, the PSP game is based off was like a super version of Twisted Metal
it's
2.
It's like Ultimate Twisted Metal 3.
2. 3 was a bad
one.
Well,
I mean, it's Mortal Kombat 3.
It's like Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3. Okay,
yeah,
I get it. I bet this will be the best Twisted Metal game ever.
Yeah.
Space Force Captain, February 5th. What the hell? Is this even worth talking about?
Turn-based battles for supremacy.
Space, no. Carrier Strike Force PC, February 4th. Okay, this is
it's another add-on. Yeah, this is we've been talking about this for like 3 weeks, I think.
Okay, Downstream Panic, PSP, February 5th. What the heck is this?
I think it's a puzzle game from the look of it.
It's a shark.
I don't
panic.
Know.
Is that like Doki Doki Panic?
I don't know.
Karaoke Revolution presents American Idol Encore.
Did Harmonix
make Wii,
that?
PS2. Harmonix? I don't
Didn't
know.
Did they make the first Karaoke Revolution?
Yeah, but I think they lose it promptly afterwards.
No, I don't know.
Nobunaga's Ambition, Rise to Power, PS2. What the hell is this?
Feudal Japanese Life is a strategy game.
It sounds like a Genji ripoff, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Or maybe, what was that game? The kind of real-time strategy game that launched with the PS2 with the guys
Kessen.
With horses? Yeah.
Kessen. God, Kessen. Isn't it kind of funny how there's still PS2 games? Like, Kessen seems like ages ago.
Yeah.
Kessen?
We're still playing that system.
That was the first announced PS2 game. All right. Spiderwick Chronicles, 360, PS2, PC, and DS. February 5th, movie license game, you know.
Yeah. No PS3 version, but it is on the 360.
Ooh. Now they're really done for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zoo Tycoon 2 DS.
Yep.
For the DS. Zoo Tycoon. My Horse and Me for the Wii and DS. The 10 dogs thing going there, I'm sure.
All right.
Medieval 2, Total War, Gold Pack, PC, February 5th.
Combines the game with this expansion, which is, you know, people say a very good game.
I guess so. What? Oh, top 10 PS2 games. I don't think I've read this yet. Ooh. We're doing the 4-1, 4-1, and we're going to the 10th hour by... Will you go back up so I can say who it's by? You know I forget at the moment. I do this. Derek Robbins. God.
Okay.
You are a jerk.
Sorry.
Okay, number 10. Ratchet & Clank Up.
No, that's number 9.
Number 10. Persona 3, which I have to start.
Yes.
I hope it's good. Everyone says it's real good, so nice. Top 10, that's fine. Number 9, Ratchet & Clank Up Your Arsenal.
Is that the second one?
Third one.
I always heard the second one was better.
Really? I don't know. I thought the third one was supposed to be really good. Yeah. It had a lot of really good reviews. 2 is going Commando.
You're right.
They're all very good games.
Yes.
8.
This guy. I remember that game.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Number 7 is Kingdom Hearts 2, which I love.
Yes.
My number 1 probably. I'm a big fanboy.
Yes.
6, Final Fantasy X. Also
that's
fantastic.
A great game.
This is great. Soul Calibur 3, number 5. No.
That's like the most broken Soul Calibur ever.
I don't like Soul Calibur 3. I'm sorry. And I... Create a character is fun, yeah. I don't know. I just don't like that Soul Calibur. Number 4, Final Fantasy 12. Yeah, that's fantastic. 3, Devil May Cry 3, Special Edition, which, yeah, I had a lot of fun with. I say a lot of games I would put on my list, except for Soul Calibur 3, but I would put them in different orders.
Right.
2, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Yeah, that's the best of those. This is a perfect number 1 choice. I have no problems with this. Metal Gear Solid 3, Subsistence. You are an idiot.
I know I am.
For not beating this game.
I admit that.
You're even a bigger idiot for starting it and saying, it's all right.
I know.
Okay.
He's got some honorable mentions, too. Suikoden 5, Kingdom Hearts, Dragon Quest 8, Sky 2, La Pucella Tactics, which had an awesome song.
He seems to really be into those tactics.
Yeah, Virtua Fighter 4, Revolution. God of War 2, Jack 3, which was excellent, Tekken 5, Guitar Hero, and several others.
Yeah, I buy that. That's good. Good
right.
List. We got another thing here. Another
James McGee talks about the greatest game heroes. Let us look.
Let's see what this is about. This is part 2. So be sure to check out. This is from the game plan.
Hey, it's Link.
Link.
Oh, it's all about Link.
I think
Link.
He goes one. He's
yeah,
going to go
okay.
Through his one time.
So
this one's about
Link.
So he's talking about Link. You want to hear that, you know, go check it out.
Link is a great
and
hero.
Of course, we got the new Nintendo files by Theo Frazier. Dan Owens filling in for the Six Axis.
Yeah. Mark's been, gone for a little while.
Yeah, he has been. We have to get him on the show still.
Yeah, someday.
Someday. And working title by Jordan Williams, Games That Need Sequels, Part 1. Well, maybe we should take a look at this.
Yeah.
Want to see what games need sequels. Because, you know, I'm beginning to wonder. I used to think, my dream list of games need sequels. But, what was number one on my list was, Knights.
Mm-hmm.
Then it happens. No one even seems to care. I have to try it still. What do we got? What the
Saturday
hell is that?
Saturday Night Slam Masters?
I had never even heard of this.
Me neither. Early 90s. From
it looks
the
like a precursor
SNES.
To... Street Fighter 2.
I don't know what this is.
Golden Sun. That makes sense. A lot of people
like
it.
Yeah,
well,
it did get a sequel.
Well, I think they mean it needs another sequel.
Right. Road Rash. Yeah, totally.
People
Killer Instinct.
People have been calling that for a while. Yeah, it's
like
not
a
bad.
Puppy.
Oh, yeah, puppies do need sequels. I'm a big fan of puppies, generally. Oh, what else? Hall of Shame, Anti-Gaming Politicians. That's by Vincent. Oh, dang it. He told me how to spell his name.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Oh, dang it. Dang it, dang it, dang it, dang. Cucci? No. No. Wait 1 second. He wrote.
Oh, God.
Oh, never mind. I lost it. He told it to me.
Well,
I forgot because it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I have to look back.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Cucci. Maybe. All right. That, you know, there's the Factor Fiction, all the standards. So go check out 411mania.com/games.
Yes.
Be a lot of good times to be had. Oh, goody, we passed the hour.
That's epic.
Yeah. Well, it used to be standard. All right. Good week.
That was a good one, would you? We must be hyped up from the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was a fun game.
It was an excellent game.
Are you still going to put the angry call at the end of this?
Yeah, stay tuned after the music for the voicemail I got this week.
You're going to improve in quality from what I heard? It's a little harder to hear.
It's very bad quality.
It's a bonus. Don't judge us on it. All right.
No, this is fun. We should do it again next week.
I bet we will.
All right.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. You can, of course, find us at our blog at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com or on 411mania.com/games. And, that's where you can find us. If you need to contact us, go there. You can contact us, leave a comment.
Or apparently you can call my cell phone.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest that.
Yeah, please don't.
It's a little weird. You know, I hate getting all our fans bothering us.
Knock on my door all the time.
All right. We'll see you next week, guys.
Bye.
Hi, this is Chris Latano. I'm a very diehard fan of the Exploding Barrel, and you know the work that you and you guys do is just great. Anyway, excuse me, I just chugged the whole gamer fuel, and now I'm just really I'm spiked right now. I'm getting ready to play some Halo, and me and a couple other of your listeners were very concerned. You haven't put out a podcast this week, so can we call 330-779-7? What's going on in the world of gaming?
Message.